Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You ready for this?
Oh, I'm very ready.
I'm so excited. Okay, ready?
You ready?
Three, two, one.
Now here's a look at what's sunny across Central Florida on 105.9 Sunny FM. Here's your host, Michael Rafferty.
You ever pass one of those red Salvation Army kettles and you don't have any cash to drop in? Well, the Salvation Army now has equipped their kettles with smart chips that allow donations by using your smartphone or other digital pay devices. And here to tell us all about it is the Salvation Army Orlando Area Commander, Captain Ken Chapman. Captain Chapman, thank you so much for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
It is an honor to be here. Thank you for giving me this time. We have been ringing bells in America for 129 years. And pretty much for 129 years, we've done it the same way, but it's not working like it used to. So we had to come up with some new ways to do it.
Well, yeah, because you can pay with your watch nowadays.
People don't carry cash anymore.
Right.
So if you come up to one of our red kettles and the bell's ringing and you say, well, I don't have any cash, well, we can say to you, no cash, no problem.
That's the best way to do it, right?
We have several ways you can give. First of all, on the kettle sign is Apple Pay and Google Pay. So people that are used to paying with that, they know the drill, they know how to do it, and ours has been working very successfully. We also have what we call our jingle jar. So you can set at $5, and you dip your credit card or debit card in, pull it out, it gives you a little jackpot sound, and you automatically give a $5 donation.
Oh, it gives you a little reward sound.
A little, like you won the jackpot, and I say, well, you won the jackpot of changing someone's life.
Well, that's cool. See, now there's no excuse, right?
No cash, no problem.
Well, it's true, you know, because I was thinking about that before you came on, about how, when was the last time I paid for something in cash?
Right. So we even go a little step further than that. So say you don't want to do that. So you don't want to leave home, or you're one of those guys that shops at Amazon and you have your groceries delivered now. So we have now created what we call Kettles for the Future. So you can go to SalvationArmyOrlando.org, sign on the virtual kettles. You can create your own kettle. So what we're doing is we are challenging 1,000 groups, people, organizations, Sunday school classes, or coworkers to adopt a virtual kettle and to raise, and you can name it on whatever you want to name it, to raise $500 by the end of the year. Now, if 1,000 people do that, that's $500,000 to help us help people throughout all of 2020.
And you do so much in the community.
Well, 300 beds of shelter are filled every night of the year. 1,000 meals are served every day of the year. We have 319 seniors and disabled who live at our William and Catherine Booth Towers. We have 150 at-risk youth that we bring to our community center 4 times a week, where we give them a hot meal, character building, life skills, music, and sports. And we also are always present for disasters, as you well know, in Florida. And we have social services trying to prevent people going into homelessness with paying rent assistance and utility assistance.
Well, let's talk about some of that stuff. But since it's the holidays, let's talk about the Angel Tree program.
So the Angel Tree, we have a little over 3,000 children ages 0 to 12 and 1,000 senior citizens that have been adopted all throughout the season. Our distribution is on the Tuesday the 17th, where in one day all of that will go out. And it's just an amazing thing because there's over probably closer to 3,500 children that will receive gifts and clothing. But these 1,000 seniors, when you see the looks on their faces when they receive simple gifts like slippers and a box of chocolates. One couple last year got matching rocking chairs. And we also try to give a $25 gift card to many of them so they can buy a nice Christmas dinner.
And it's easy to participate, right? How do you do that?
Well, you go to the local Chick-fil-A's, and New Six also has this in their station, and of course the Salvation Army locations, where you can pick up a tag, go and shop for that person, bring it in, and we'll make sure it's checked out and distributed to the people that it was meant to be.
And it's very, very easy to do.
It is very simple.
Yeah, and it's specific too, because you know.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. One of the statistics that I saw on your website was you mentioned all the people you help in Central Florida. 30 million received assistance each year.
And through That's the Salvation Army right. USA. Yes. Right, yeah. Just in America. We are in 131 countries around the world. The Army is 155 years old. Here's another interesting thing you'll love to hear. Next year, January the 8th, 2020, we begin our centennial year, 100 years since we opened fire in Orlando, Florida. And so you think of the numbers, the tens of thousands who have been helped through those 100 years, and we're looking forward to the next centennial, the next 100 years of serving even more efficiently. We're coming out with some new fundraising ideas for the first of 2020. We are doing a lot of things to improve the delivery of our services. So we feel like we're serving the community better than we ever have, and we're excited about what's going to be happening in the next year.
You say more efficiently, and that's why those new kettles are great, because I know there's some people that think, well, I'm not going to drop cash into a bucket. Who knows what happens to that?
Right.
But
right.
Here, it's just, it's electronic, it's digital.
It's right, and it's safe and secure. Right. And, you know, if you have a problem, you can always get it fixed through your bank. And we haven't experienced any of those kinds of problems. So, and it's good. So if you can't afford to give, come volunteer some hours and ring a bell for us. That also will help us. So, and resources help. We always, what do you think the number one thing that people experiencing homelessness request? Just, I'm going to put you on the spot.
Well, let's see.
The number one thing they would request. Well, outside of a home and food, okay?
Oh, outside of home and food.
Yeah. They are asking for socks.
Oh, you mean, oh, you want to be very specific.
Yes.
Socks.
They all request socks.
Now, there's something you probably would never, and it didn't come to my mind at first.
Right.
Because I take it for granted.
Yeah. So you and I don't have those barriers, but people experiencing homelessness do. So blankets and socks and gloves and basic clothing, those are things that we give away to people in our shelters and people that come to our doors for our services. So there are lots of ways that people can give outside of money.
Well, socks, boy, you can just buy those by the bag full.
And we'll take them and they'll be used the day that they're given.
Right. Well, another thing you're doing, and since it's Christmas time, you can provide Christmas dinner.
Well, we just fed on Thanksgiving Day, we just fed 20,000 meals off of our campus just here in Orlando due to the generosity of Eric Home and Golden Corral. They've been doing that for 27 years, helping from the heart. And on Christmas Day, our shelters are open to people who need it, people who need a meal. We will have a special meal on Christmas Day, and anybody who is hungry can show up at our doorstep and we will help them. Every day at 3:30 or 4 o'clock, we have a soup line. Anybody who's hungry can come to 416 West Colonial, right off of I-4 and Colonial, and get a meal.
Wow, that's fantastic.
No questions asked.
And you talk about assistance, you obviously need volunteers other than bell ringers.
Always need volunteers throughout the whole year. There are many ways you can help us, and you can go to SalvationArmyOrlando.org and see the opportunities, and you could call our number at 407-423-8581 and speak to Octavio, who is the volunteer guru, and he'll put you to work.
Now, one of the classic ways people usually help Salvation Army is by donating things. Now, this time of year, of course, even after Christmas, people start to clean out their homes and their closets and whatever. You got a wish list of things you need besides the socks?
Well, our thrift stores, when you give to a thrift store, we have 120 beds that are filled every night with men who are addicted to alcoholism and drug addiction. It's a redemptive program. It restores their families. It's a 6 months work therapy intensive program. They come out clean. And so all the money from all the things we sell in our thrift store goes into that program. As a matter of fact, another interesting fact about the Salvation Army, we're the largest provider of rehabilitative services in the entire world. And so here in Orlando, we do a lot. And so furniture items, household goods, clothing, shoes, all of that is put to good use. We also give vouchers through our social services to go for people who can't afford it to go to the stores to get the basic clothing and items that they need.
All right. So if you've got a truckload of socks and some stuff from your closet, other things, where do we go?
SalvationArmyOrlando.org, and we'll give you all the directions you need to get there.
It's a fine website, by the way. I know sometimes you go on websites and there's just so much going on. It's pretty straightforward.
But it's getting better because in January we're going big dig into YouTube, and you're going to see a lot of things. We're going to show you a lot of behind the scenes. We're going to show you all the ins and outs. We're going to show you families and individuals and put faces with names of people who are literally being rescued off the street and permanently housed. And it happens because what I call the army behind the army, people in the community. We're grateful to companies and stations like yours who've given us the opportunity and the platform to speak this message. So be part of our army.
So you can do it with the Angel Tree program. You can go to these locations and figure out what. I mean, if you just go in there, it's right. It's a card sitting on the tree, right?
Yes. It's a tag. You pick it up, and it has the ages, the sizes, and the wants, and go in and buy what you can afford.
And it's just that easy. Or you just show up with a bag of socks.
Now, there's a lot behind the scenes that make it all happen, but for you as a donor, it's that easy.
Right. All right. So what's the website?
SalvationArmyOrlando.org.
That's SalvationArmyOrlando.org.
That's it.
So when you go on there, it tells you there's a map and there's a donation thing. And then
it's user-friendly.
It is very user-friendly.
Big donation button and lots of ways you can give, not just money, but your time and your talent.
Time and your talent. That's very important because with an operation of your size, you'll take any help you can get.
All the hands make us a better army.
Right. All right. So Salvation Army Orlando. You can check it out at SalvationArmyOrlando.org. And you go up to any one of these kettles, and you can just swipe your watch next to it or your smartphone or even your credit card, and you can help out every time you walk by one. If you got a bag of socks, or you can just go get a bag of socks, bring it over there. It's the little things that you don't think about that people need.
I'd say thank you for that, and God bless Orlando.
Right. Salvation Army Orlando. Check it out at SalvationArmyOrlando.org. Well, Area Commander Captain Ken Chapman, thank you so much for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
Thank you. My honor to be here, and God bless you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.